Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of Community Seeds in Lone Oak, Bert Cooper. Bert, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
We're visiting Bert by Zoom, and I can see Lake Tewakene behind him there. Beautiful.
That is Lake Tewakene behind him.
Beautiful early spring.
The poor man's lake, yes.
I don't know about that, but it's a beautiful early spring scene there. Several things we want to talk with Bert about.
Okay.
But let me ask you first about, of course, the incubator kitchen that we've often talked about. And the last time we talked, you were quite close to having that up and running. Where do you stand with that now?
The incubator kitchen is done. It's a complete project. We have been serving sample meals out of it to test the ovens, kick the tires, as they say. But
yeah,
it's a done deal. What we want people to do now, those folk that want to bake their favorite jam, jelly, desserts, or beef jerky, or whatever, they need to start calling us at 903-634-5673. We are bringing in people to make their own product. Of course, the whole idea is they make their own product and they can legally sell it in the state of Texas or do whatever they want to do with it. And if it's a great product, remember, in front of the incubator kitchen is a store. So mm-hmm. if it's a great product, we'll sell it in the store. If it's not, they can go give it to their grandkids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so have you had anyone yet who has started to do that, to actually make products and then sell them?
We just had chefs come in and test it out.
I see.
Us the sample, some sample product. And we've also had the Greenville leadership group from the Chamber of Commerce come in. We fed them a full course meal that they could sample. So we haven't officially opened the store. We're still putting merchandise in the store, but the kitchen is ready for someone who wants to cook their favorite products and sell them.
Great. So they can just contact you and get started then.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We have to teach them food handling safety so they can be licensed food handling safety. There are some other courses that they'll learn as well that are required. And then there's an orientation because there is some specificity in terms of how to use the kitchen, how to clean the kitchen, hours for the kitchen, those type of things. But it's pretty easy stuff.
Very good.
Put Kearns, I know she's a frequent guest on you. She's our leader of our incubator kitchen project.
Oh, wow. You picked a good person for that.
Oh, absolutely. I picked the best.
We picked the best. If you want to get something done, there's somebody
absolutely
that will get
something right.
done.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
We're visiting with Bert Cooper, the director of Community Seeds, faith-based organization in Lone Oak. Let's talk about some other things. Bert, I look on your Facebook page and I see that you're promoting something called STEP, which is Strategic Training and Empowerment Program. And this has to do with a grant from L3 in Greenville.
L3 Harris put out a request for grants to make an impact on people's lives that were greatly impacted by the coronavirus, or are greatly impacted, because they realize that people are going to want to work again. Some people have been displaced. Others have been let go from their jobs. Others just need some job training. So STEP is designed to strengthen one's core abilities and teach the necessary skill set that will not only assist people in getting work, but it also will teach them how to maintain work, how to keep a job, not just get a job, but keep a job. And it'll start literally from the home. When someone gets up to go to work, it'll start there with personal hygiene, timeliness, how to dress for success, as they say, all the way to the parking lot, wherever they're going to work. We're going to teach people how to have parking lot communication. And believe it or not, that's a thing. But they'll also be taught the appropriate language when they're on the job. There's certain things you don't talk about in the workplace. You know, some personal things you don't visit about, or things that are very controversial. But also, we have something called break room chatter. You know, so we want to make sure that people effectively communicating even when they're in the break room. And then when they go home, there's some things that we'll teach them as they depart. So it's a complete program to prepare somebody for the workplace. There are soft skills. There are some technical skills that'll be taught, predicated on where they may go to work. We'll work with some of those employers. But we were one of 39 organizations in the United States selected by L3 Harris to be able to implement this program.
And how many applied?
167 applied. And they gave us top ratings on our grant.
That's not bad, Bert. That's pretty good. When will this start? When will you start?
We've already started. we've already started the recruitment process. L3Harris has asked us to train 100 people. We have until October to do that. So we have two platforms. We have a virtual platform where they can take the courses online, 6-week courses that they can take online. We also have an in-person platform. The great piece of this is that we're going to also have a mentoring program. So each student will have a mentor to not only encourage them, but also to teach them some of the probably more of the soft skills going forward. And these will be notable people in our community that will be helping us with the mentoring program.
Yeah. And people, again, could contact you directly if they're interested in participating in this?
They can go to Community Seeds Facebook, and there's a link there that they can click on to register for STEP. And anyone's eligible. It's free, totally free, but anyone's eligible. Or they can call us at 903-634-5673, and we can get them signed up with the STEP program. But people should not hold back. This is going to be a great program that we're rolling out. Thanks to L3Harris for giving us the opportunity to get people trained in our community. I know for a fact that Chick-fil-A is going to be on board. They want us to do some training with their leadership team.
Bart, I hadn't talked to you for a while, so it's good to talk to you and see you again.
Well.
And we'll visit again soon. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. It's Bart Cooper, Director of Community Seeds at Lone Oak, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.